NHS Tayside have announced that they are to shed 500 full-time posts this year as part of so-called efficiency savings being demanded by the SNP government. Among the posts to go will be over 150 jobs for nurses and midwives, over 40 jobs for allied health professionals such as physiotherapists, and over 20 jobs for scientists. Posts such as these are at the very core of the health service. And the extent of these cuts are that around one post in 20 will be lost at NHS Tayside. Yet the SNP government claim that shedding these posts will make the NHS more efficient. That doesn't stand up to scrutiny of people's everyday experience. Who thinks that it's efficient to leave posts vacant when staff leave, retire, are absent on a long-term illness or go on maternity leave? Who thinks that it's efficient to redeploy specialist nurses to other duties or to reduce hours of work? NHS Tayside say that they have to reach a target of £4 million in what's called vacancy control management this year, along with a further squeeze of £1 million in what they describe as other workforce measures, which will involve skill mix and bank and agency staff. These cuts are being made by health boards across Scotland, but ultimately they are the responsibility of the SNP government, who fund health boards. The cuts come at a time when the funding of the NHS in Tayside by the SNP government continues to flatline compared with the funding under the previous Labour-led Scottish government. In addition, the cuts come as the SNP government has received almost £1 billion more than last year in money for spending in Scotland by the previous Labour government. And the SNP government has already spent an extra £1.5 billion end-of-year funding set aside for Scotland by the previous Labour government. So, the attempt by the SNP government to blame everyone else but themselves for over 4,000 NHS posts going in Scotland can be seen against a financial background of Labour providing more money for Scotland. The reductions in spending by the health boards that the SNP are ordering will adversely affect patient care. Hundreds of NHS posts in Tayside and thousands across Scotland simply cannot vanish without the quality of care being diminished. You can show your support for Scottish Labour's campaign against these cuts by visiting our website at www.dundeelabour.org.uk. There, click on the link to Labour's petition to defend the jobs of doctors, nurses, midwives and other essential workers in the NHS.